keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You keep messing where you shouldn't be messing. Now someone else is getting all your best. Those boots are made for walking. Such toes what they'll do. But these days those boots are gonna walk all over you. Changing, but right is right, and you ain't been right yet. Does boots are made for walking, such just what they'll do. One of these days, does boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking. Oh, but I'm straight bugging cause you getting into my face. A brother digging on the couch, you want more space between the legs of those. Your car hose is just a place too fierce for you to call home. So, you try to rush me, and then you diss me. Talk about getting on some honeys like a dog. You better get your gut if you want some of this cat. Cause I'm a woman, not a hoosier, that's too fat for you and your homie and your ace dice to comprehend. You're too busy drop-topping in your daily events. Lie! It's just another lie! Perpetuated in the system we call of lie. That all a sister bunch is just a big fat dab. You wanna find me, you better get a map. Cause I don't care if you are the flyest brother in the neighborhood. Talking on a blunt doing stunts vis a AK. It's real big, you say you wanna do the freak with me. Eek! That's boots are made for walking. Boots are, boots are, boots are made for walking. Boots will walk all over you.
He loved feet. Some called it a fetish, others a perversion. But for him, pedotactile stimulation was heaven. Nothing rocked his world like being stepped on by a beautiful woman. The problem was getting them to step on him. I mean, he tried everything. Falling down in front of a pair of oncoming go-go boots. Lying in gutters disguised as a sidewalk. But rarely did it work. Women would just step over him, maybe kick him by accident. But almost never would they blatantly step on him. One day he saw a pair of thigh-high black leather steel-tipped stilettos walk past him on Hollywood Boulevard. He followed them into an elevator and up to a casting agency. There he saw scores of women all sporting the same high-fashion footwear. It was an opportunity of a lifetime. Thinking quickly, he rode the elevator down to the lobby, then disabled it. Then he pulled the fire alarm and lay on the floor of the fire exit stairwell. Suddenly, hundreds of young, nubile feet, ornamented in Frederick's finest, came stampeding toward him. Boot after boot came crashing down on him, bearing the full weight of its occupant. He was in a state of rapture. Giddy, smiling, covered in blood and unable to move, he told the paramedics he was the happiest man alive. Then, in a state of bliss, he died. You may be thinking, what a wasted and pathetic life. But I ask you, how many of us actually get what we want out of life, then die happy?
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking you will never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches. You ain't had time to learn. Those boots are made for walking. Such as what they'll do. One of these days those boots are gonna walk all over you.